Father, we just thank you for your presence. We're choosing to hearken to your voice. And we're so glad that you sent Holy Spirit to be with us at all times. So Holy Spirit, will you manifest your presence right now in this place? We are open to receive. And we're curious what you're going to reveal to us. Lord, you are holy. You are worthy. And we glorify you in this place. Jesus, we just choose to sit at your feet right now and draw from you what you're giving us. You're the giver, and now we're the receiver. So, Lord, what do you want to say to us today? When I created you, I made you perfect. And I haven't changed my mind. I know my perfect plan I have for you. Don't you think I want you to know what that perfect plan is? Then ask me for it, and I'll show it to you. Ask me for details, and I'll give them to you. Do you know when I look at you, I don't see anything wrong? Again, I see you as perfect. As Jesus is, so are you in this world. Do you see yourself like Jesus? For I do. If you're not sure what he looks like, I'll reveal it to you, so ask away. He's beautiful, isn't he? So are you. I love him with an everlasting love. And I love you as well. You know, you're not earning this love. You don't have to be good enough or worthy. I'm just freely loving you. You know why? Because I am love. And you can't stop me from loving you. So you might as well receive it. My grace is sufficient. My strength is made perfect. I'm making all grace abound toward you. Remember, grace and peace are multiplied unto you simply by knowing me. Ask me for a new revelation of my love that I have for you. I want you to absorb and permeate my love I have just for you. So see yourself as a sponge, just soaking in my love, my perfect love that casts out fear. You know, love can turn things around for you. How, you ask? Casts that fear out, doesn't it? I haven't given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Jesus gave you his shalom peace, didn't he? Have you thanked him for it? You're welcome. Holy Spirit is here right now to comfort you. So share with them one thing that's on your heart that you need comfort for. Now allow him to comfort you. Now, why do you think I've sent a comforter? I knew you'd need comfort even today. He's the one that's going to lead you into all truth. He's going to bring all things back to your remembrance. So ask him for a memory that you need healing for, and he'll do it for you right now on the spot. Give him access to that. Give him permission. You do want healing from that, don't you? Then allow him to heal that memory. He knows it hurts. He feels the pain. He understands. Nobody else does, but he does. So allow the pain to come to the surface so it can be removed completely. You do want that pain removed, don't you? You see what it is, you feel it. So just open up and say, take it away. Just take it away. Now ask him for another memory that you need healing from. And ask him to take that away too. Have him uproot it. Remember, he's your comforter and he's comforting you right now. The more you let him, the more you'll be comforted. Ask him to help you to forgive. Remember, the enemy wants you to blame that person, to blame yourself. So let yourself off the hook. let others off the hook. It's covered under the blood of Jesus. It's all been forgiven. It should have never happened. I know that. But I've given people a free will. They didn't always choose righteous decisions, did they? Yes, it happened. But you can receive healing right now from those memories. Forgive yourself because I've forgiven you. Forgive others because I have forgiven them. I've heard your heart's cry. I've caught every tear. Remember, I have compassion, and I move with compassion. I'm helping you right now to be healed, to be set free. That's what I want. Do you? It's your choice. You don't have to carry these memories into your future any longer. That means you need to allow me access to them so that you can receive that healing, that freedom, that liberty to do what I've called you to do. I know what they said to you. That wasn't of me. That was a lie. So how about we take that lie away right now and replace it with the truth? Remember, when you know the truth, it's that truth that sets you free. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. Holy Spirit, thank you for being our comforter. Jesus, thank you for the healing that has taken place. Abba, we thank you that you are a just God, that you are righteous, and that you are forgiving. And so not only did we forgive ourselves, but we forgave others and let them off the hook too. And Lord, we are so thankful for your mercy. Thank you for not giving us what we really deserved. And we're so grateful for your grace that you gave us everything that we didn't deserve. So Jesus, we thank you for hanging on that cross. We thank you for the forgiveness. We thank you for your love, that perfect love that has cast out all fear.